There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
In Las Vegas, flashing neon animates the night. At a casino,
Mr. and Mrs. Gibbs.
Oh, hello, Mr. Henson.
Is your room comfortable? Is there anything I can do?
Oh, it's lovely. It's just lovely. You know, you make us feel important.
You are important, Mrs. Gibbs. After all, it isn't every day that we entertain celebrated contest winners.
No, not every day. Maybe every other day.
I brought along our hotel photographer to take a picture of you and Mr. Gibbs for your hometown paper. Now, if you could just get a little bit closer together there and smile. Okay, Joe, ready?
Hold it.
Mr. Gibbs does not smile.
Oh, this is so exciting. That's the Elgin Bugle, Mr. Henson.
How's that?
The Elgin Bugle. That's our hometown paper.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, we'll send them out a copy right away. Now, enjoy yourselves, folks, and remember, you have unlimited credit.
Mr. Gibbs raises an eyebrow.
Mr. and Mrs. Franklin Gibbs, 3 days and 2 nights, all expenses paid at a Las Vegas hotel. One by virtue of Mrs. Gibbs's knack with a phrase. But unbeknownst to either Mr. or Mrs. Gibbs is the fact that there's a prize in their package neither expected nor bargained for. In just a moment, one of them will succumb to an illness worse than any virus can produce. A most inoperative, deadly, life-shattering affliction known as the fever.
A slot machine spins to 3 oranges in a row and a payout. At a craps table, a player makes good on their bet. A room full of slot machines. Roulette.
Franklin, there is such a flavor to this place.
Flavor? This is the kind of flavor I can do without, Flora. You know perfectly well how I feel about gambling.
Oh, this is different, though.
It is neither different nor moral. Gambling is gambling. However, this is your vacation, Flora. You won it. But in all good conscience, I must repeat to you what I've been saying all along. It's a miserable, terrible waste of time. But, of course, it's what you wanted.
Oh, Franklin, try to enjoy it, won't you?
Flashing lights and an alarm announce a slot machine jackpot. A hostess carries over a basket full of cash. Flora walks over to the jackpot winner. Franklin scowls. With a broad smile, Flora enters the slot machine room. She sneaks a look back at her husband, then reaches into her purse and takes out a coin. As her hand reaches the coin slot, Franklin runs over to intercept her.
Just what do you think you're doing?
Well, it's only a nickel machine.
Only a nickel machine? Why don't you just take handfuls of nickels and throw them out into the street? All right. We go to Las Vegas. We waste 3 days and 2 nights. We do it because that is your silly idea of enjoying yourself and because it's not costing us anything. But now you're spending money. And not even spending it, Flora. You're just throwing it away. Well, this is where I put my foot down. It's quite obvious to me that you are not mature enough
to... Franklin, please, don't make a scene. I won't play, I promise you. Franklin, the nickel's already in.
All right, throw it away.
She pulls the lever.
I'm not very lucky, am I?
I'm going back to the room, Flora.
As he walks, another gambler puts his arm around him.
Oh, boy. Here, wait a minute.
Please.
Wait, you try it, huh?
No,
1 hour and 30 minutes on this miserable, crummy, marmy grab.
Shoves a coin into Franklin's hand.
You play it. It's yours. Go ahead, play it.
Now, really, I'm not interested. I'm in a
hurry.
All
you have to do, look, is put it in there. See? That's
pulling
right.
His hand towards the slot.
All right, sweetie, I'm coming. That's the little woman, you know. Well, lots of luck, and I'll see you later, huh? Bye now. I'm coming, honey. All right.
He walks off. From a distance, Flora watches. Franklin spots her. She smiles and nods. He looks down at the machine. He looks at the pile of coins in the machine's window. He slowly reaches for the lever, grasps it tightly. Flora flashes a wide smile at him. He starts to pull down on the lever. The wheels spin. The fruits align. Coins spill out below. He fumbles for the coins. Flora runs over. He scoops up his winnings.
Oh, Franklin, you are lucky.
It wasn't even my dollar. That man gave it to me. He made me put it in the machine. Well, now you'll see the difference between a normal, mature, thoughtful man and these wild idiots around here. We'll put this in our room and we'll take it home with us.
Of course, dear.
Yes, but not these baboons around here. They'd throw it away. They'd compulsively put it back in the machine. But not the Gibbs. The Gibbs know the value of money.
Putting it in his pants pocket.
Well, come, my dear, I want to shave before dinner.
Double-checking the machine for more coins. The previous occupant returns to the machine, carrying a drink, and resumes his play. And receives his payout. Franklin stops.
Did you say something?
What?
Did you call my name?
Why, no, dear.
I thought I heard...
He looks over at the blinking light on the slot machine. He takes out a fistful of coins, puts them back in his pocket, heads out of the room. The light on the machine continues to blink. That night, in their hotel room, Franklin lies awake.
Franklin!
A stack of coins sits on the dresser. Looks over at the coins.
Franklin!
He looks again at the stack, which has now doubled. Flora, meanwhile, sleeps soundly.
Franklin!
The stack has now tripled. Franklin gets up. Walks slowly over to the dresser. Glances back at Flora. Picks up the coins.
Franklin, is something the matter?
No, no. Nothing is the matter. Nothing except that... this is not the kind of money I like to keep, Flora. This is tainted. This is highly immoral. No good can come from money won like this. I'm going back in there and feed it back into the machine, Flora, and get rid of it.
Oh, Franklin, do you really think that...
Of course.
Stuffing the coins in his pocket.
If there's one thing I know, Flora, it's morality. And I will not have this tainted money smelling up our pockets.
Putting on his tie.
I'm going back in there, and I'm just going to get rid of it. So, you go back to sleep, Flora.
Putting on his jacket. She shakes her head. The slot machine light continues its blinking. The casino is as busy as ever. Franklin has returned to the same machine. Orange, cherry, orange. Flora approaches him.
Franklin, it's terribly late.
I know it's late, Flora.
He reaches into his pockets.
Look, you stay right here, Flora. And don't let anyone else use this machine. I'll be right back.
He heads over to the cashier window. He writes a check. Slides it through the teller window. The clerk hands him a fresh stack of coins. Franklin nods to the clerk and returns to the machine.
Franklin, that's the third time you've cashed a check.
I know that.
Well, you've spent a great deal of money.
I know that too.
Don't you think you ought to stop now?
How can I stop? I've lost a great deal of money. You said it yourself. I've got to win it back.
Well, what if you don't? What if you don't win it back, Franklin? You've been standing here nearly 3 hours.
Yes, I know that, too.
Franklin, dear, you know how awful you feel in the morning after you've been up too late at night.
Flora, will you kindly shut your mouth?
A crowd starts to gather.
I hate a shrew, Flora. I hate a woman who stands in back of you and sees to it that you have miserable luck. And that's what you're doing to me now, Flora. You're giving me miserable luck. Now, please, go away and leave me alone.
Please, please, people are listening.
The devil with people. I'm not concerned with people. I'm concerned with this machine. It's inhuman. The way it lets you win a little and then... and then takes it all back. It teases you. It holds out promises and wheedles you. It sucks you in and then...
Cherry, orange, lemon. He wipes his forehead with a handkerchief. Orange, orange, bell. Pushing her back. At the cashier window.
5 hours. That's how long he's been there.
Boy, when they get hooked, they really get hooked, don't they?
Yeah.
A small crowd watches Franklin. He plays again. And again. Shakes his head. Again. Finally, a small payout. He writes another check. Plays again. And again. Back to the cashier. Plays again. And again. And again. And again.
11 on 5 on 5.
Cherry, orange, grape. He leans his head down on the machine.
Somebody, get me a drink of water, please.
Franklin.
Oh, Flora, would you get me a drink of water? I've almost got a lick now. You see...
Pointing to the sign on the machine.
Special jackpot. $10,000. You see? $10,000. She's bound to turn up in a little while. You just have to stick with her long enough. That's all.
The crowd thins at the casino, but Franklin and Flora remain. Flora gets up, carrying Franklin's jacket.
Franklin?
Huh? What?
Draping it on his shoulders.
What time is it, Flora?
It's 8:00 in the morning, Franklin.
I swear to you, Flora, this machine mocks me. It teases, beckons, mocks me. Put in 5, get back 4. Put in 6, get back 5. But it's got to pay off. Sooner or later, it's just got to, I tell you.
Again. And again. And again. And again. And again. And again. Cherry, orange, lemon. He holds a single coin in his hand and spins it. He drops it in the slot. Pulls the lever, but it jams. He tries pulling with both hands. Bangs on the machine.
Give me back my dollar. That's my last dollar. You miserable dirty. Give me back my dollar.
He backs away from the machine. Gets a running start and pushes the machine over.
Give me back my dollar.
He gets down on the floor next to the machine. A couple of men pull him away. They carry him out of the room. Flora follows them out. Employees pull the machine back upright and hang a sign on it reading, "Out of order." Back in the hotel room, Franklin lies in bed.
Darling. Can't you sleep?
That machine.
Franklin.
That machine, Flora. It was ready to pay off. And it deliberately broke down so it wouldn't have to. It's not even a machine, Flora. It's an entity. It's a thing with a mind and a will of its own. It deliberately broke down. It deliberately broke down. That thing That monster, that thief.
He sits up.
It took my last silver dollar, Flora. It stole my last silver dollar and broke down. It's Franklin.
He gets out of bed, looks around the room.
What's the matter, dear?
Franklin.
He goes towards the bathroom door.
Franklin.
He turns back.
Come back to bed, Franklin.
He shushes her.
Franklin.
He goes out into the hallway where the slot machine,
Franklin,
unattended, rolls toward him with its light blinking. He slams the door shut.
Franklin, what is the matter?
He heads over to the mirror, in which he sees the slot machine pushing open the door into the hotel room.
Franklin!
And rolling
what
in.
What is it?
It's chasing me. It's following me. It's trying to get me, Flora.
She turns and looks.
What is? What?
He turns toward her.
There's nothing there.
Franklin looks in the mirror, then back towards the door. The slot machine approaches closer to him. He goes over to the bathroom door, where the slot machine again appears. He closes the door on it.
Franklin, there's nothing here, dear. Believe me, there's nothing here.
Franklin.
It appears again, even closer. Holds his hands over his ears, backs away from the advancing machine,
Franklin,
toward the window. He bursts through. Flora runs to the window. He lies motionless on the ground below. She puts her hands on her forehead. A paramedic checks his heartbeat as a sheriff and a casino employee watch.
His wife said he hadn't slept for 24 hours.
That's right. I've seen a lot of them get hooked before, but never like him.
There's a stretcher coming. Be here in a couple of minutes. All right, everybody. Let's get back to bed. Show's over. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Coin rolls on the ground and stops, just inches away from Franklin's lifeless hand. The slot machine, standing nearby, continues to blink.
Mr. Franklin Gibbs, visitor to Las Vegas, who lost his money, his reason, and finally his life to an inanimate metal machine variously described as a one-armed bandit, a slot machine, or in Mr. Franklin Gibbs's words, a monster with a will all its own. For our purposes, we'll stick with the latter definition because we're in the Twilight Zone.
Credits. Directed by Robert Flory. Written and narrated by Rod Serling. Produced by Buck Houghton. Executive producer for Cayuga Productions, Rod Serling. Starring Everett Sloan and Vivi Janis, with William Kendis, Lee Millar, Lee Sands, Mark Towers, Art Lewis, Arthur Peterson. Director of Photography, George T. Clemens. Production Manager, Ralph W. Nelson. Art Directors, George W. Davis, William Ferrari. Assistant Director, Edward Denault. Casting, Mildred Goose. Film Editor, Joseph Gluck. Set Decorations, Henry Grace, Rudy Butler. Sound, Frank Milton, Gene Valentino. Titles and Opticals, Pacific Title. Copyright 1959 by Cayuga Productions, Inc. Filmed at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. Audio description by Lou Lasher.